Weekend Guide on behalf of Sarah Tincher, Grand Rapids Magazine, with the list. Sarah, how was your drive-in?
My drive-in was a little snowy. It was a little snowy, but I think we all saw that coming, right? We've known this was... Actually, it's been this way for a few days here, hasn't it? We never get a break up in here with this lake effect stuff, but that's okay. We've still got plenty to do this weekend. As always, I've got the scoop on what's going on around Grand Rapids, but I can't fit it all in here, so you got to pick up our February issue to make sure you see all of our calendar listings and all the details that I can't quite tell you on here. I'd run out of time, so got to get all of that there. But just to give you an overview, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, there's still a little bit of time to reserve your spot at the Grand Rapids Children's Museum's Grown Up Playdate Fundraiser, featuring life-size Candyland and other games, plus adult beverages, since, of course, it's a grown-up playdate. The fun starts at 6:30 tonight at the Children's Museum. Admission is $35, and you can learn more about the event and purchase your tickets online at grcm.org. And downtown Grand Rapids will kick off its very first World of Winter Festival this weekend. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. They're calling it the first annual, which in editorial we can't say first annual. But it's the first and they intend for more, so that's exciting, yeah. World of Winter Festival, it features ice sculptures and all kinds of other winter activities, plus promotions, and local businesses and restaurants throughout GR will be hosting all kinds of specials and deals and stuff. The World of Winter starts tonight with Ice Bar Olympic Games, which sounds incredible.
How appropriate for the opening ceremonies.
Yes, absolutely. At the downtown market at 4 p.m. tonight, and it will continue through next Friday. So you've got a whole week of fun here. You can find the full schedule of events online at downtowngr.org. If you want to get a head start on celebrating Valentine's Day, stop by Robinette's Apple House and Winery this Saturday for some love, wine, and chocolate. Between noon and 4 p.m. on Saturday, Robinette's will offer wine tasting, access to the chocolate snack bar, which is my kind of snack bar, and a souvenir wine glass. Admission is only $6 a person, and reservations are not required. But if you want to read up on the event a little bit more, you can check out robinettes.com. And if you want to escape from the cold with a show this weekend, I don't blame you. Tonight's your chance to catch the West Michigan Symphony perform Hollywood's greatest melodies, including a variety of signature songs from treasured classics such as The Wizard of Oz, Beauty and the Beast, Guys and Dolls, and many more. The list is pretty impressive if you check it out online. There's a lot of classics and great show tunes in there, so it's definitely worth checking out. Show starts at 7:30 tonight at the Fernandale Theater in Muskegon. Be careful, though, because they are getting a lot more snow than we are, I think.
Yeah.
Don't they always, though? You can read the full program and buy your tickets online at westmichigansymphony.org. And this is...
GR Symphony has a Pops concert,
yep.
I see.
Yes, absolutely. This is for all you Harry Potter fans out there. You won't want to miss the Grand Rapids Symphony present Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, which will feature a showing of the movie accompanied by a live score, which is very cool. Show starts at 7:30 tonight and 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at DeVos Performance Hall. Visit grsymphony.org for more details. And if you're in need of a laugh, head over to Holland this weekend, where the Holland Civic Theater will present Jake's Women, the classic Neil Simon comedy about a novelist's relationships with the women in his life. Show starts at 7:30 tonight and Saturday night and 2 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is $10 for students, $18 for seniors, and $20 for adults. More information is available on the theater's website, hollandcivictheater.org. And the Grand Rapids Griffins will be playing on home ice both today and tomorrow, facing the San Antonio Rampage tonight and the Stockton Heat tomorrow night at Van Andel Arena. For promotions, tickets, and other info, go to griffinshockey.com. And finally, our local Detroit Pistons affiliate, the Grand Rapids Drive, will also be at home this weekend, so it's 3 days of local sports, as they face the Grand Rapids, I'm sorry, the Memphis Hustle.
Memphis Hustle.
Yeah, on Sunday at the Delta Flex. Find Grand Rapids Drive online to see game schedules, promotions, and more.
Awesome. All right, so on the front cover is?
On the front cover is a sneak peek, if you open it up. There's all kinds of pictures, fun stuff from our Dining Awards issue. You may have already heard me talk about this last week, but hey, I'm here on a different day, different time this week, so maybe it's news for everybody this morning, who knows. In case you did miss me last week, I have to tell you how excited I am to talk about our February issue. As we do every year this month, we announce the winners of our 38th annual Dining Awards, and we love the Dining Awards so much because they're really meant to celebrate the incredible dining community in Grand Rapids and honor the restaurants that work hard in some way or another to make themselves stand out. And trust me, that is quite a challenge. There are so many wonderful restaurants around here, and it means a lot to be recognized for doing something different because they're all so great. There really are so many great ones, so we really think all these awards are well-deserved. As culinary pioneers continue to flood Grand Rapids, it's become more and more difficult every year to choose the winners. So thankfully, there's a lot of us involved. So there's a lot of input and a ton of criteria that we take into consideration. But after a very careful consideration and quite a bit of eating, we finally narrowed it down enough to select our restaurant of the year, our best new restaurant, and our top 10 restaurants in Grand Rapids for 2017. So that's super exciting. But if you follow Grand Rapids Magazine on social media, you've probably already seen the winners, but I'm just going to pretend like you didn't. Okay. In case you haven't heard, our highest honor, Restaurant of the Year, was awarded to, drumroll please, Grove. And that's their, they are perpetual winners, man. They deserve it. They were given the Best New Restaurant Award when they opened in 2011. And what is it, five of the last 6 years they've been named Restaurant of the Year. So there's a lot that goes into that. And it's not just their food or their ambiance. It's also, their influence in Grand Rapids. And it's quite an extended list. But I'll let you read the whole feature about it. We wrote about it. And the best new restaurant that entered the dining scene last year was Butcher's Union. And that one's got a lot of support. Everybody I know that's eaten there has absolutely loved it. And they've got some great food and a wonderful team. They're trying to, challenge themselves and raise the bar. And it's very evident. It's showing for sure. I won't go as much into the detail as I did before, but I can give you a couple of our other winners too, I suppose.
Yes, please do.
Downtown, we've got Sanchez Reserve, Iron, and Leos, all making a name for themselves in the top 10. Brew Vivant and Terra are also up there, and Brew Vivant is new for our dining awards. They weren't on it last year, but we were very excited to include them, and they were very receptive and thankful, which is awesome. Everybody has been so grateful and excited, and it's an exciting part of the year for us. We've also got the Savangard, Jus Sushi, Noto's Old World Italian Dining, and Nona's Trattoria and Ada. And that's also those last two weren't on there last year. I don't know if Jus was either, now that I think about it. So it's nice to see some new names, some new faces. Speaking of faces, if you go through the feature, there's a lot of chef profiles we've got. We did some Q&As to talk to people behind the scenes, get some input from them on what they're doing different, how they're challenging themselves, and really what does make them stand out. Plus, we've even got a few recipes in there from the menus of these places.
Secret? Did you get the secret sauce?
We got the secret sauce.
Man.
And we got a lot of really great stuff from, the Savangard gave us one, Sanchez. There's a few in here that, it was a lot of putting it together and trying to give you some variety. So we're like, some of these places have some great food. What do they want to see? Food. So if you want to recreate it yourself, you've got the chance.
Who'd you use as your photographer?
Oh, this one was probably Mike Buck, I think. Oh, yeah. And Johnny Kern did a few as well. I'm trying to think. I think it was Mike who did most of it. We've got great photographers.
It's a cool gig.
Yeah, isn't it? They get to go in and shoot food all the time. It's amazing. But we've got some really, really, really great. Oh, no, this was, Johnny. And then Mike did a couple. Had it backwards. But we kind of switch on who does what. But they're both incredible photographers and got some really, really appetizing photos in here. Makes me want to go out to eat a little bit more. I won't give all the information away, of course. But if you haven't yet, you can pick up a copy of the February issue of Grand Rapids Magazine to see our choices for the city's top 10 restaurants, plus interviews with the chefs, recipes, and more. And trust me, you won't want to miss.
All right, so there you go. Which restaurant are you going to go to this weekend?
Oh, goodness gracious. It's so hard. I've been thinking about going to Reserve. I've been craving it. So maybe I'm going to go there this weekend.
Do it. All right, Sarah Tincher, thank you very much. Grand Rapids Magazine, doing great things, giving awards, and obviously sharing stories. Speak soon.